I'd like to welcome all who have come representing the medical profession, the institutions, the sick, and our parishioners. Each and every one of you, a warm welcome on this 31st celebration of the World Day for the Sick. Pope St. John Paul II, on May 13, 1992, in a motu proprio, indicated that February 11th each year should be celebrated as the World Day for the Sick. And so the first World Day took place in 1993 in Lourdes, France. And from that time on, it was celebrated, is celebrated in different countries, in different shrines, in honor of the Blessed Mother. So today we come together in our own church, as a pilgrim people, we might indicate, to celebrate this World Day for the Sick. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the prophet speaks of Mother Jerusalem, the holy city, a place where pilgrims would go, and they would reflect upon the wonderful temple in Jerusalem. That was the gathering place. That was the identity of the Jewish people. Without a temple, they were a nobody. And so the prophet is indicating that they should return to Mother Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity, and she will take care of them, like a mother taking care and nursing her young. The people returned and restored Jerusalem, not in its splendor of the Temple of Solomon, but they made every effort to identify themselves in their worship at the place where God had given to them. And then we read in our gospel, the second chapter of John's gospel, the first of the seven great miracles of Jesus. And we're told that Mary was aware that the wine was running short, and she refers to Jesus. And what does he say? My hour has not yet come. What is that hour? The hour of glory. The cross, everything is leading to the cross for the salvation of humankind. And so Jesus, in humble recognition of his mother, changes that water in those six containers into a perfect wine. And the most important thing that we should understand that this is a reference that the old dispensation, the old wine, is inferior to the new wine, the new dispensation, the New Testament, that Jesus is now coming into his own in order to begin his ministry. And in John's gospel, we would have seven references to miracles taking place. And it's important to understand that in the seventh miracle, the raising of Lazarus, Jesus ends up, or John ends up with the words of Jesus, that this is the moment that his disciples begin to believe in him, So the first miracle and the seventh miracle both have an indication that the disciples are growing in their faith. We gather here to grow in our faith, our appreciation of the wonderful things that God has done for us. As we celebrate today, we celebrate the remembrance of Our Lady of Lourdes. But it's more than that. The Church is asking us to reflect on the Immaculate Conception. That is the principal issue in this celebration. Bernadette Soubirous, who lived in the village of Lourdes, a quarter of a mile from the grotto of Massabielle, was down by the Gave River with her two friends. And as they were collecting driftwood in the Gave for their family fireplaces, Bernadette was distracted by a rustling noise. She's looking why the trees are not moving. And she realizes there's something else happening. And so she looks up and she sees the beautiful woman in white dress, beautiful sash of blue, and gold or yellow roses on her feet and gold beads in her hand. And she rubs her eyes. She's bewildered. The mother was just suspended, we might say, above what we call now the grotto of Massabielle. And in that moment, she pulls out her beads from her frock. She could barely hold them. She was so nervous. And yet, she tries to say a Hail Mary, and the Blessed Mother moves her lips. And when Bernadette finishes what she was capable of doing, Mary disappears. The Blessed Mother would visit Bernadette in this grotto setting 18 times. 15 of those apparitions took place almost successively, except for one Monday and one Friday. And then the last of the apparitions took place on July 18th. Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This was the year 1858. Significant. The Immaculate Conception was declared on December 8th, 1854. It was not something that the laity understood. Certainly the people in this region may never even have heard of it. But when the Blessed Mother announces to Bernadette at a later time, Bernadette kept on asking her, "What is your name? The priest wants to know. He wants to know if you're going to provide the money to build that church you're asking for." And the Blessed Mother announces to Bernadette, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette had no idea what those words meant, but she thought they were important enough. So she's repeating them as she runs up the hill to the priest's house, bangs on the door, and says, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And then the priest knew that she couldn't have made that up. Bernadette was 14 years old. She was not educated, and so She wasn't even able to make her first communion because she couldn't get her lessons down. And in the acknowledgement that I am the Immaculate Conception, the Church says that this is the moment that made it clear by the Mother of God telling us that she was immaculately conceived. I have led pilgrimage to Lourdes since 1975. 57 in all. 15 of these would have been on this celebration, February 11th, where I would attend the International Directors meetings, which took place 3 days around the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. I have probably taken 75 or 8,000 people to Lourdes over the years. My largest pilgrimage was probably 20 years ago, and that was 495 people. Initially, when I started out, we had our own plane. And so it was very convenient. We left Kennedy and flew directly into the Tubbs Lord Airport. That's not possible anymore. You have to fly to Paris and then either go from Paris to Po or Paris to Toulouse, according to the number of people I would take and how many people I could get on any particular flight. So it was a long pilgrimage journey. And that's what pilgrimage is all about. A pilgrimage is the journey to the location. And once one arrives in the location, one then begins to celebrate. The celebration is a moment of prayer. The penance of a pilgrimage is the journey, and then it's time to celebrate. So I always say that we have 3 P's in the pilgrimage: prayer, penance, and play or celebration. My pilgrimage groups would last 9 days. People say, well, what can you do for 9 days in one town? Lourdes is the second largest hotel industry in all of France, only second to Paris. Before the floods of about 5 or 6 years ago, they could accommodate about 20,000 people in the hotels. But some of the hotels have been washed out and never rebuilt. During that pilgrimage, we would certainly have Mass every day at one of the many basilicas or small churches, shrines in the domain. We would have prayer services, confession services, holy hours, different events each day, talks, so forth. And then we would go off to Gavani as a location to see the highest waterfalls of Europe, or we might go up to St. John on the Spanish coast for a day. You didn't have to, but you could go. I always referenced to staying home because I always felt lost once I left Lourdes. Lourdes is a family place. What do I mean by that? People bond in Lourdes. I still get telephone calls from Europe of people who I bonded with, who will call me on this day or other days to welcome and say Happy Feast Day. Got a couple of calls already this morning. And I say it's a family day because we unite with one another. My first years in Lourdes were very, very difficult because I became too involved in the medical issues of the pilgrims. And I was consumed when I came back home, trying to remain in touch with a lot of these people. And having our own planes, we were able to take quadriplegics, paraplegics, 1, 2, 3, 4. We had a hospice ward in the one of the major facilities for handling the handicapped. We had a staff of maybe 15, 20 medical people, doctors, EMTs, and so forth. So all these people united, bonded together in what I love to call the Lord's family. I share my love for this wonderful time in my life. As I look out here today, I see a number of people who traveled with me from the parish over the years, and our last pilgrimage was July 2019. That was due to COVID, and probably in 2024, I will begin to shortly begin to think about organizing another pilgrimage and go out sometime into 2024. Lourdes is a place where I take great consolation. I've traveled another 25, 30 pilgrimages around the world. Probably very few places I haven't led a group. When I was in Lourdes after 25 years, I was given this gift of my chasuble. In the sacristy, the fathers are looking at me and wondering. I said, wait in here. This was a gift for my 25 years of service in Lourdes. I am overawed with the wonders of all the graces that have been bestowed upon me in this wonderful work of leading pilgrim groups. And may the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title of the Immaculate Conception come down upon each and every one of us today. For whatever reasons we gather here, may the Mother of God bless each of us.